Lee Zeldin seriously considering run for RNC chair, will announce decision December 7. By Hannah Blow on December 5, 2022. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, announced over the weekend that he has seriously considered the pleas to run for Republican National Committee, RNC, chair and will announce his decision on December 7, after the Georgia runoff election. "I've been seriously considering your requests to run for RNC chair. I will announce my decision at 8 a.m. EST on December 7, waiting until Wednesday to keep the focus on the Georgia runoff," the former New York gubernatorial candidate said, urging those in the Peach State to get out and vote for Republican Herschel Walker. Reports first surfaced of Zeldin's consideration last month following the conclusion of the Empire State's gubernatorial race. While he failed to unseat Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, his efforts helped trigger a host of victories for other Republicans across the state, which ultimately helped Republicans secure a majority in the U.S. House. And, despite his loss, it was still one of the closest gubernatorial races in two decades. In mid-November, Zeldin's media consultant, John Brabender, affirmed that the Republican was fielding calls and talking to people in regards to running for RNC chair. However, at the time, Brabender said it had not gone beyond that. Shortly after, reports surfaced, indicating that RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel planned to seek re-election to her current position. She has served as chairwoman since 2017. Last month, Zeldin sent a letter out to committee members, emphasizing the need for the Republican Party to retool, transform, win back the presidency in 2024, expand our number of Republican-held seats in Congress, and elect the maximum number of down-ballot races across the country. "The Republican Party needs to be all in to do everything in its power to save America," he said, adding, "Not only should the Republican Party compete in all 50 states and ensure we are driving up turnout within our base, but we also need to go to all communities no matter how blue they are, show up often, build relationships, and advance our proposals on education, upward economic mobility, housing, mental health, public safety, and more. This means making sure people know what we stand for, and not just what we are against," Zeldin wrote. Zeldin's announcement will come roughly a week after the announcement of the Republican Party Advisory Council, which will closely examine the Republican Party's relatively lackluster performance in the 2022 midterm elections.